Blog Talk Radio.
Life, Growth, and Wellness.
Love and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Thank you for being a part of this life event. I am so excited you chose to join in today. So let's get this party started. As we come together each week, we take time to anchor ourselves in positive thoughts and affirmative reading. When God speaks to us, it is our own voice that we hear. God lives in our heart, and so no doubt when God speaks, it is through our very soul that the communication occurs. We hear our own voice, but it sounds so rational and wise. The voice is clear and audible. But then we have been told that if we talk to ourselves, we are crazy. Yet who knows your story better than you? Who can feel exactly what you feel about any given situation? Our affirmation for this upcoming week is my life is priceless. As we come together each week, we pay homage and honor to our ancestors. So let's pause for just a moment of inner reflection by becoming still and honoring those that paved the way. Today, I honor all ancestors. They are our way showers and our truth. Without them, we would not exist. So a moment of silence, please. Thank you so much. It's all about life. It's all about love. It's all about wellness. The mission of Life, Love, Wellness is the uplifting of ourselves to truly love ourselves and being genuinely involved in our holistic wellness. Our topic today is young people talk and share. It takes a village. We honor and value the thoughts and words of our future. These young people are gifted in so many ways with lots and lots to say. They can be reluctant to share only because being heard is sometimes met with resistance from adults, but not tonight. Tonight we listen with open hearts to what is being shared with us. This week I want to feel your support of our young people. I am so honored and indebted to these young people for agreeing to appear on my show. I know and remember what it felt like to be asked the type of questions that will be posed to them tonight. So, audience, you are invited to join in the discussion. Our comments are welcomed, and every voice will be heard with complete acceptance and no judgment. Call in and speak with me on 516-531-9819 and press 1 to alert me you want to speak on the air. Now, I know I have quite a few young people that will be calling in from across the nation. So I will take you. What I need for you to do is press the 1 when you are ready to speak. Give us your name and what grade you're in, and be considerate of any background noise. So no shuffling of papers or your radio or your TV on, please. So this is our disclaimer. The contents of this radio show are intended for information and educational purposes only. Nothing is intended to diagnose or prescribe treatment for any health condition. Our intention is to help guide you to live a healthy lifestyle and prevent health problems. If you suspect you have a health problem, please seek qualified health professionals to help you make the healthiest informed choice. Always consult with your doctor before starting any new health treatment program. Nothing stated is intended to constitute a medical diagnosis or treatment. Nothing is intended as a recommendation or endorsement of any specific test, products, procedures, opinion, or other information that may be mentioned on this show. I am not a licensed physician, simply someone like you who have taken personal primary responsibility for my own health. Please use licensed physicians as needed. Any reliance on any information provided is solely at the user's risk. You are listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take a brief musical break, and when we return, we're going to bring on some of our guests from our national registry, is what I'm going to call them, of young people. So let's take a few moments for a short break.
So today, I'm traveling with my nephew, trusting God and trusting the universe to lead me and us where we're to go. Don't know what the destination is, but I'm feeling this awesome, awesome, awesome energy that says today is the day for healing, for positive affirmations and confirmations to come forth. So as I ride, I'm like, do I really want to share what's deep in my heart? And God whispers in my ear and say, yes, Sandy, it's time for you to be real. To be real with yourself and to be real with those that hear the real you. So there I go. All right. Look here, nephew. This is what I got going on in my life. And so we make this drive to this most incredible, incredible display of God's handiwork. Just wondrous. It stopped me in my tracks. I couldn't even talk anymore. So I let the energy just fill me up. I took a break. I paused.
I've got to get away.
I took a break. I paused.
I've got to get away.
Just fill me up. I took a break. I paused.
I've got to get away.
I took a break. That I had to continue talking, to continue describing what was inside of me. For I felt that my nephew already knew, and he was waiting for me to verbalize it out into the universe. And then it happened. The moment where I was able to say all that I needed to say, I pause. And I breathe in, I soak in all this absolutely beautiful energy. I took a break. I paused. I took a break. I paused. I took a break. I paused. I let God take control of my life. Let the energy of the universe come in and flood. Just soak up the environment, the atmosphere. I took a break. I paused.
I got to get away.
I took a break. I paused.
I got to get away.
moment. It was at that precise second the healing occurred. And there we were, eye to eye with each other at the deepest level possible. Pure, pure truth. I took a break, a pause.
That was I Took a Break. Welcome back to Life, Love, Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You are welcome to call and chat on air with us at 516-531-9819. Press 1 to signal us that you wish to speak on air. I have something that I've written that I would love to share with you at this moment before we get with our young people. I've got several hands already raised. To start talking. So let me read this and we will get to our young people. I'm so excited that they have decided to join with us tonight. This is called A Precious Gift. Our children, be they grown adult children or newborn babies, are precious gifts. God has given the parents the task of caring for these precious commodities. They are our precious cargo. It is also the duty of the village to care for our babies. In times past, the elders of the community willingly and willfully aided in the care of the children. But something changed, and you can find these days elders who are not prepared to help with the youth or elders who are not so willing to assist. Our children are precious gifts, even when they do not behave in a precious manner. It is still our responsibility to help care for the small children. The community must return to a state of knowing that each must take a role in creating the vision we have for a better society. The village elders have the wisdom and skill to assist. However, they must be welcomed into the role as a respected and valuable entity in the raising of our children. Do you volunteer in your community to serve the youth? Do you have an hour that you can donate to the well-being of the youth and the community? There are children who go astray because of the lack of concern and attention given to them. It will not take much if everyone helps the youth in their respective communities. These babies deserve our attention and love. Our precious cargo may miss the opportunity of learning the correct history of our culture. How did your foreparents get to the United States? As most of us that live here have migrated from somewhere else, do you know the history of your family? Can you share that history so the rich heritage is preserved? I thank God for the children. I thank God for my role in helping to encourage and strengthen them. I thank God for a community of folks who willingly give freely of themselves to improve the lives of our precious gifts. Our topic today is Young People Talk and Share. It Takes a Village. We honor and value the thoughts and words of our future. These young people are gifted, 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 and they have lots to say. But just as we did as young folks, we become reluctant to share because we feel that the older people do not want to hear what we have to say. But not tonight. Tonight we are going to listen with open hearts to what is being shared with us. Our children, our young people, we have high school, middle school, college, university children that will be listening and sharing with us on this evening.
Sandy Rogers Newsreel.
Recently, I was introduced to free online courses, free classes, free, and I'm enjoying the enriching and experience and exercising my mental self. Now, you can get additional information on taking free online courses at www.coursera.org. So I'm taking two classes, and it has really been such a mind-opening, mind-widening experience. So the first class that I'm taking is Global Perspectives on Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights. And the second one is Inspiring Leadership Through Emotional Intelligence. Take a look at some of the courses, and you may find something that really excites you. We're going to get into the show now. I need to respect my young people and their time. Here in Georgia, our children are going through finals with their last 2 weeks of school. So we are going to get right into it now. So our topic today, again, is Young People Talk and Share. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We honor and value the thoughts and words of our future. Tonight, we listen with an open heart to what is being shared with us. Recently, I facilitated a session in Winder, Georgia, and I introduced meditation to the group. There were children there with their parents that attended. What happened was it was the children that had more input. It was the children that became more involved in the meditation, who really got into it. So at the conclusion of the session, the children were able to remark how the meditation made them feel safe. The meditation gave them peace. And I just found this so wonderful that the youth, that the young people can really get into the benefits of meditation. A couple of weeks ago, I think now, I led a writer's workshop with a group of inspiring people who are writing a book of their life experiences. Now, this is middle school and high between 12 and 17. And for them to be willing and ready, eager to put their life experiences down on paper in order to compile a book has really, really enthused me. So I was happy to be a part of the process. But I was reminded of how many opportunities that exist for us to support our youth, something that I've been doing since before I became a mother. So I want to take the time to thank both Tammy Kinney for the work she is doing in Winder with her organization, Women in Action, and Geneva Vanderhurst, the founder of Sting Incorporated, steering triumphant innovators of the next generation. So, again, this is final week for our young people here in Georgia, so let's respect their time and welcome them to the show. I do encourage my young people to speak from their core because we truly care about what they have to say. Here are some topics that may spark some words of wisdom from our special guest, just to kind of start your mind to flowing as to what you would care to share with us. So you can talk about school. How does the fact that schools are not keeping up with technology, does that affect the way that you learn? Does the system need to be changed? On friends, how do you pick your friends? Do you have boundaries or know to set boundaries? Is there a danger with the current technology? Do you think too much time on your mobile devices can be dangerous to your health? What about our current environment? GMOs, genetically modified organisms, or chemtrails. That's the airplanes that are flying and spreading toxins in the sky. How is this affecting your future? Or what are you most proud of about yourself? So those are just some of the topics. I have two callers that I'm going to bring on. What I need for you to do, callers, is if when I say your area code and the first three numbers of your phone, I would like for you to tell us your name. It could just be the first name or it could be first and last name. That's up to you. And then tell us what grade you're in. And whatever you would like to share with us, feel free to do so. And, again, just be cautious of your background noise. So I have a caller 770, and the first three digits is 369. So, caller, welcome to the show. Hold on. We're working this. Okay, let's see what's going on. We're going to keep going until we can get this. I'm having a little bit of difficulty. Here we go. That's actually it's 404-492. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, area code 404-492. Give us your name, your age, and what you would like to share with us tonight. Hello, how about 770-369?
Hello?
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 You're on
Hello?
The air. Would you give us... Hello, you're on the air. Would you give us your name, your grade, and anything that you would like to share with us, please?
Hello, I can't. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. Actually, my name is Monica.
Hello, Monica.
Yes, I'm actually a parent of a STEAM youth. Her name is Brianne.
And you're going to you have something. Yes, do you care to share something with the audience, Monica?
Right. I just want to thank you, Ms. Sandra, for doing the writing workshop with them a couple of weeks ago. My daughter keeps talking about it and how impressed she was about the workshop, and she's looking forward to doing that again and writing a book with the STEAM group. So I want to call in and say that. Actually, my daughter is preparing for her test tomorrow, so she's unable to get on the line. But I wanted to make sure I called and supported you, as well as supported Ms. Geneva, who is the founder of STEAM.
Thank you, Monica. And I do understand that my granddaughter and a couple of other individuals were going to be on the show as well, but they are as well preparing for finals, studying for finals this last week and a half of school. So I really, really appreciate you for supporting your daughter and supporting STEAM and supporting the movement or the work with the young people here in Georgia. So thank you, Monica.
And congratulations to you and your show.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, you can you can be back on if you'd like, okay, a little bit later. Just push number one again, and I'll come back to you. So I have caller area code 404. The first three digits is 625. Would you state your name and what grade you're in and what comments you have for the audience? Okay, how about caller 404-492? You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Cherish, and I'm with STEAM, and I'm in the fifth grade, and my age is 11. I would like to talk about the vision board project. I really had a lot of fun coming up with my vision. And My vision is to be a lawyer or a judge, and I want to go to Morehouse or Spelman or Harvard, and that's about it, I think.
Well, that's really impressive, especially with you being in the fifth grade. What made you decide to want to be a lawyer or a judge?
To have justice and peace.
Well, that is powerful. And you said you're 12, right?
11.
11. Oh, okay. I'm making you older than what you are, huh? Okay. So
Hello?
Go right ahead.
And I'm with Sting, and I really love doing the project with them.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate you for calling in tonight. So do you have finals this week as well?
I'm home.
Oh, great. Well, good luck to you finishing up this semester, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Good night.
Thank you. Okay, there was one other caller, 404-625 is your first three numbers. You're live on air. Would you like to share your name, age, and any other comments you made with the audience?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, Sandy. This is Geneva Vanderhorst. And actually, for some reason, I never pressed 1. I did call in. So maybe for some, you know, divine reason I was supposed to speak. But I just wanted to thank you for what you're doing. We are so excited about the radio show. We're equally excited about the workshop that you facilitated. And we thank you for assisting the youth in opening their minds and developing what they didn't realize they had. I mean, all of them are writers, but they did not realize they were writers. So I thank you for that, and I want to thank everyone that's on the call. I've gotten a few texts from a few of the youth that are on the call. They haven't said anything yet, and maybe they will, maybe they won't. But I just want to thank everyone for calling in, and of course, I want to thank you again.
Sure. Geneva, would you take a moment and tell us about your organization?
Sure. STING, which means Steering Triumphant Innovators of the Next Generation, was formed about 6 years ago in South Cobb County, Georgia. And what we do is we do encouragement and empowerment programs for youth in the middle and high school age groups. And we collaborate with several other nonprofits as well. And we sponsor things like Toys for Tots for one of the area apartment complexes. We also made a community garden and had a Christmas party for one of the local senior living apartment facilities. And we also, the main thing that we do is our Georgia College tours, which we just came back in spring break. So we take middle and high school students around the state of Georgia to expose them to college life. And we also encourage youth to expand their horizon. For instance, we know that everyone's not college material. However, we do encourage them to look at technical schools, entrepreneurship, and the military as well. And we are getting ready to revamp a whole new thing for this next school year, and it will be a different format where we will include families. So that is, in a nutshell, that's basically who we are. You can like us on Facebook, STING, Inc., and also we have a website, www.stinginc.org.
Thank you so much, Geneva. And I really appreciate and respect you for the work that you're doing especially with the children that you have and their eagerness and their openness to new experiences and being able to go further in their creativity. So I really appreciate you and the work that you're doing with STEAM. Thank you so much, and I know we've got lots to do. So
yes, we do.
Look forward to working with you.
Looking forward to it as well. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you, Geneva. We've got another caller. Caller is area code 404. First three digits is 581. Please give us your name and what grade you're in and what would you like to share with the audience, please.
Okay. My name is Muriel, and I'm a parent of two girls that are in Geneva's. And
hi, Muriel.
I am just here to speak. I got an invitation, and I just wanted to say that I have not got to do much with Geneva in her group. I've been quite busy, but I do try to reach out and help her when she needs help with stuff, whatever it can be. Congratulations on your show. I did miss your writing event you did with her a couple of weeks ago, Sandy. Geneva can tell you I stay busy in the community, so there's always something on my calendar. And I just want to say that I think what you all are doing for the youth is good, because that's I'm an advocate. I'm a professional volunteer is what I call myself, because I stay involved in the children's lives and helping out in the community. So I just want to say that I appreciate you taking the time to have the students on. My twins are also listening, but they are shy. They do not want to speak, but they can hear. They are listening to the programs on their phone. I can actually look at them right now. So I know they're listening.
Well, thank you so much, Muriel. And, I understand, and that was one of the reasons why I prefaced what I did at the beginning, is that the children have a lot to say, especially to each other, but because they feel a little bit reluctant to talking in front of adults or older people, perhaps that's the reason. But thank you for having them to listen, and thank you for your kind words.
Right. I think
your
topics are also good, because they need to know that the Internet is dangerous and can be dangerous for them. So I do appreciate the topics that you have available for them.
Okay, well, thank you, Muriel. We're moving right along to our next caller, area code 817, and the first three digits is 657. Please give us your name and your age and what you would like to share with the audience, please.
My name's Kyrie, and I'm 5.
Hey, Kyrie.
And I am in kindergarten.
In kindergarten? All right. Go ahead, sir.
Animals live great, and I bet they have a great life out there. So I think they live right, and I think they live good. And aliens sometimes come to Earth and get people because they want to experiment on them and learn different stuff about them. So
that's
all I want to speak right now. Want to talk to my sister?
Well, you know what I do, but I am so impressed that your comments and what you're sharing with everyone. And, there are other people that think the same way, that there are aliens out there that come and take us and look at and test us and, try to learn different things about us. There are some people that even say that we're the aliens, that there were other entities, other bodies that first lived here and that they created us. So I am really impressed with your thinking along those lines. That is good. You keep thinking like that, you're in kindergarten. Maybe you'll be our next president coming up in your age group. How about that?
Okay.
So did your sister want to say something as well?
Tell me your name.
My name's Naila.
Hey, Naila. How old are you?
3.
3. Okay. What would you like to tell us tonight?
Maybe the kindergarten.
What about the kindergarten?
Talk about the kindergarten where people die. Okay. Yeah, but people die at kindergarten sometimes. Yeah, but kindergartens are very hurtful, and they got booby traps.
At the kindergarten?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. So does that make you afraid of kindergarten, or it makes you stronger?
It makes you die.
It makes you die. Oh, wow. Wow, that's terrible right there. And you're 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you for coming and talking on the radio. That's really a good thing. That's a brave thing that you're doing. I appreciate you.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing, okay? Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
How about that? Babies 3 and 5 that are on the air that are coming on to speak with us. I have another caller here, 678-790. Give us your name, your age or grade, and what would you like to share with us tonight? Caller on 678-790. And we're going to move right along then. We have caller on 404-454. Please give us your name.
Hi, my name is Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
And Nadia.
Nadia, I apologize.
Yes, it's fine. I'm in the 10th grade, and I'm from Miss Geneva's Sting program.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just wanted to talk about Sparkle. Little comments. I really like the Sting program, and it gives me a lot of opportunities and a lot of things to put on resumes and for college applications. But a real problem that's going on to me in the world that I would like to talk about is police brutality, because that's been happening a lot around where I live.
Please keep talking. I love it.
Oh, and it's just a bunch of policemen. They're taking advantage of their authority, and they're putting it out on the citizens, but they're covering it up. Like, if they make a mistake, they're not like, oh, I made a mistake, let me get more training, or, oh, I'm sorry, I apologize. No, they're like, I didn't do it. That wasn't me. And I don't think that that's what we need in this generation full of kids who are finding themselves and finding what they want to do. If you walk outside, you could get killed or something just because you were just walking. And I really think that that is a problem, because it's not making our world safe for the upbringing of our children or this generation of kids. With our technology and with our new advancements, we are making differences. We are trying to find solutions. At the same time, it's overlapping with the problem, because we're not having adults help us figure it out. We're mostly doing it by ourselves, because adults don't feel like it's that big of a deal, because they didn't have this problem. They're trying to, like, grasp it. but they're not really grasping it. And I was trying to, like, discuss this with other people, and they just, like, blow it over their heads, like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You just know it all. But really, I just wanted to explain this and get it out there on different levels in the media to let them know that this is a serious problem and that we need to address it more and more, no matter with what age group, so that we can tell our kids that we need to be more safe and that we need to find a solution to this problem. Did I hang up? Hello?
No, ma'am, you did not. Excellent point there. So do you have any idea of what we need to do, what it would take to solve this problem? Do you think it would take, like, youth and adults to get together, or youth, adults, and the police department to get together? What would you say would be, like, maybe a first step that we can take to get the to resolving the issue?
First, we need a full, like, push forward to let them know that this is a problem that we need to solve. And we need them to let them know that this is not a problem that needs to be pushed aside, like, oh, here, let's just put them with all the other problems that are happening. No, we need them, let them know that this is an actual issue going on in the United States, that it needs to be happening. All the adults need to, like, put it out there, help the fellow adults grasp the concept and whatnot. And we need to, and, yeah, that's mostly it. We just need most of the adults to push the concept more, because nobody's really listening to the kids. But when they hear it from a fellow adult, they're like, oh, this is a serious problem. Oh, my gosh, we need to do something about it. And we're going to get to one person that has so many connections, they're going to tell somebody else, and this will be an ongoing solution to the problem.
I appreciate you speaking up and speaking your truth about what you see around this issue. And we all do know that it is currently a big, big issue in most of the communities across the United States. So hopefully your words have touched the hearts and the minds of our listeners, and that they, in their own communities, they will seek out young people to get advice and to consult with them to jointly come together and create some type of solution or response to that. I really, really appreciate your statement. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're
okay,
welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. We have caller 678-758. You would state your name, please, and what grade you're in, and share with us what's on your mind for tonight.
Hello, this is Lashar, and I am 17. I'm a part of the Miss Geneva Sting program. Hello, I'm part of Miss Geneva Sting program. Actually, the last caller that was on is one of my closest friends, Nadia. And
okay.
I'm very proud of her. Me and her were both in this summer break, actually, program for going on college tours. And so piggybacking off of what she was saying, I do feel like police brutality is a big thing occurring in the Black community, as well as Latino communities, to be specific. It's occurring all over the world. Police are abusing their power and just using it to basically assert their dominance against us. I feel like they try to use it as a new modern-day Jim Crow thing. It's like, you know, with Mike Brown, when he got shot and he was left in the street for 4 hours, that was a sign that they left him out in the street dead and saying, hey, this could happen to you if you don't comply with what we're doing, with what we tell you. So I just feel like Black lives are very not valued in this society, but everybody loves Black culture and Black everything, but they just don't love us as people. Also, school systems, such as history, I feel that history that we're taught is from a very Europeanized standpoint and not taught in a truthful manner. White supremacy is very evident. Just plain stuff, and this is stuff I talk about every day. Racism is very rampant. I've recently seen a video of a woman, I forgot her name specifically. She works for the TNT Atlanta High School, and she was filmed on video at the graduation basically berating these black people, and she was very upset that she didn't do something right in the program, and she just and was very bold about how she felt towards black people. And I felt like that is just blatant racism just showing its ugly head in the public.
Yeah, I saw that, Lashard, myself, and it was pretty embarrassing as an adult to see how she reacted toward the people. And I didn't understand what prompted it other than what, you know, I've seen. So it wasn't like a full clip of everything that happened just as she started making the crude and rude remarks. But I am so impressed with you and Nadia and the energy that the two of you have in wanting and needing to correct some things that are being done. I know you were speaking about the history. So I know that in the schools now that you can use your cell phones and other devices like that to get information. Do any of your friends or do you ever challenge or provide additional information to your teachers when they bring up certain topics that are slanted at in a European American fashion? Do you ever challenge?
Oh yes, certainly. Oh yeah, and that's where everybody in my history classes. Oh, here she goes again with her ranting and antics and her conspiracy theories. I'm like, it's not a conspiracy theory. This is a fact, baby. Like, we were just talking about World War II and Hitler and the extermination of people that he's killed in a genocide, and it was referred to in a very not very professional manner as you would get in an AP class. In AP class, they would label the people respectively, but I'm in an honors class. But I know in AP classes, they give you the real deal. So when we were talking about the extermination of people, they listed the non-Aryan people were murdered, the Jews, and Gypsies. But actually, Gypsy is a slur towards the Roma and Romani people of Europe. And I told the teacher that I was like, hey, did you know that the G word is a slur towards them and it has negative connotations? You don't question it. You don't say, no, it's not. And she was like, no, it's not. They call themselves gypsies all the time. They even have a TV show. And I'm just like, really? You didn't even take the time to consider what I was saying as a helpful response towards the classroom instead of you thinking, she probably thinks I'm a know-it-all and wants to tell her something about what she's teaching us. She's probably never been corrected on it before, but I just wanted to inform the class. Whenever I bring up things such as Baltimore, racism, sexism, whatever it is, they're just like, huh, oh, here she comes with all this extra da-da-da. And, you know, it just, I can see why people wouldn't want to, and youth wouldn't want to speak out towards their classmates because they're too busy focusing and worrying about what Nicki Minaj is doing and what who so-and-so going on so-and-so, but they're not really worried about the things that are happening in their society because what's happening in Baltimore right now could be happening in Georgia real easy, real quick, real soon, but nobody likes face reality. And that's what happened to me. I had to get a reality check because my sister, Victoria, has always told me she's faced life. She's seen things, and she's told me anything that can happen to the person sitting next to you, don't think it can't happen to you because it can. That's just reality.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, continue to stand up for what you believe in and for what you know to be true. and never silence your voice because people don't agree. And I know there are teachers out there, and they've been around forever and will probably continue to be around forever, that do not like being corrected or for a student to bring additional information. But that is your right as a student, and that is your right as a human to be able to voice what you know to be true. And even if the facts are not completely in order, you should at least have the teacher should have the wherewithal to listen to what you have to say and respect what you have to say, because there is more knowledge out there than, like you say, than what's in the school books.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that, and your sister is also lending to your knowledge base, which is excellent. So that is commendable, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
So what are your desires for the future? What is it that you would like to be, or how would you like to share your gifts with the world?
Basically, I envision myself as a civil rights activist in the future, which is like commendable, but at the same time, really, it's kind of redundant, as if people we haven't already gained our rights. But my goals and aspirations in life are to be successful, have my children to be successful. If I was of age, like of older age, in my 20s or 30s right now, I would not even consider having kids because of the situation that we're in. Your child can be outside in the street playing one moment and then not ever seen again. Like, not because of abduction, but police brutality. I believe that ending the system of white supremacy is basically the start. But in order to end it, white people, not all white people, as everybody likes to say, but the collective group, the majority rules. So I will say white people need to recognize their privilege. They have the complexion for protection against police brutality, and it's not the same as black people. And that's what I will, Paul Mooney, crude humor. But, yeah, they do. It's like they have protection. There are people that are related to them. Police officers were not made and created for us. That's what the current gangs that are not doing what they're supposed to do were supposed to do for us. That was the division of the Black Panthers. And because the original police forces wouldn't protect us, the Bloods and Crips, were actually here to stabilize our communities and keep it in order. But then when the war on drugs, when the drugs got shipped by COINTELPRO, it just messed up the whole community, and that's why the Black Panthers broke up. I just believe it's manipulative that we've had multiple things. We as black people don't need to do better, or if we'd stop doing this, they would respect us and this, and that. We don't need respectability politics for somebody to value our lives. We need white supremacy to end, because we need white people to come to a realization that our lives are on the line because of blatant racism. And it's an elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about, but you have to talk about it against minorities, which are non-white people, but actually we're the majority, so I don't even see why we call it minorities. But, yeah, I just feel like if you added all of us together, we would, like, it's unity. Unity is the way to go, but equality is not apparent. And whenever people come with the, oh, kumbaya, we're all one, in reality we're not. We've had divisions. We've had programs set up. We had the Black Panthers. They were a great example. They did free lunch programs. They helped their communities. We've had multiple groups, even in Baltimore right now, black people feeding other black people, even in Ferguson, you know, starting the luncheons because schools were shut down due to all these protests and uproars. We've done some positive things for ourselves, but they've always gotten shut down by outside forces, aka the government or the white people. It's not that we can't provide for ourselves, it's just that we keep getting bum rushed by negative energy coming from the outside into our forces that we've made. And that's why I believe we can come together and overcome this, because we are in the second coming of the civil rights era. Believe that. It's just happening. It's like the Renaissance era. Nobody knew they were in the Renaissance era, but it was happening, and then now we're seeing
right.
it. Just like right now, we're going through a second coming of civil rights. Why are we debating and going outside and having signs and Black Lives Matter and this and that? Shouldn't that be apparent? Because everybody likes to say we're all equal, we're all one. So why are only Black lives and minority lives, such as Latinos, are being taken every day without a blink? Oh, another guy got shot in Georgia. A guy got hung in West Greensboro, Georgia. The guy got shot because he was playing his music too loud. Oh, well, just another name, another day. Every day when I come home, I have to memorize a new name, because that is how bad it is every day when I come home. So-and-so got shot because of this. So-and-so got shot in Smyrna. So-and-so this and that. She was locked up in the back of the police car and hogtied, and she got shot. The police said she had a gun, even though she had her her handcuffs on. They're not even trying anymore. It's blatant. You know what's going on. So we need to call them out for it. There's no reason for this to be happening. And we'll have another name tomorrow too. Believe that, because nobody wants to step up.
You know, you are such a person full of life and wisdom at an early age. Did you say you were in the 10th grade as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Keep doing what you're doing, LaShard, and you have already made an impact on the world. You brought up so many outstanding points for us to think about and to reflect upon and to hopefully take some action with the young people in our respective parts of the world, or just to be able to have this dialogue with other people, because it's I'm sure it's more than just a smaller group of people that have the same thoughts and ideas that you have. You are very skillful at articulating what you have to say, and you brought it full circle for us. And so with that, I really, truly appreciate the wisdom and the knowledge that you've acquired and the work that you're already doing. Just continue to do it, and I applaud you now for what you've already created in the world.
Thank you so much. Really,
you're more than welcome.
Me.
Good.
And
I
just hope that I've touched other people. Be radical
sure
in your ways. Don't be passive, because passiveness doesn't really achieve anything. It does in its own sense. But when it comes to debating, your life is not a debate. It is mandatory. Your life is valued. You are a person worth of value.
True that. Yeah, I mean, there are so many things. It would take another hour just to comment on each one of the points that you made. But I'll let what you said simmer in people, because it was very profound. And I'm hoping that the older adults or the older people that are on the call is taking heed and understand that our younger people have a lot to say. You guys are so in tune to what's going on. A lot of the comments, even from the 3-year-old and the 5-year-old, we all are in touch, but we need to get away from this thinking that you have to be a certain age to really make a contribution to what's being said and what's being shared. Like your teacher, you know, it's probably innocent, but at the same time, your teacher needs to be able to respect that you have words to share with the world, with the universe, and keep sharing. That's the point that I want to make. Never let anybody take your voice away from you. And that goes for everyone that has shared
on the show tonight. My 3-year-old, my 5-year-old, 11-year-olds, everyone that has shared tonight, Nadia, LaShard, just all of you guys, I thank you so much. It's important that we support our youth and that we give them encouragement to live their truth, to speak their truth, and to be able to feel their truth. And so regardless to if we stand in 100% agreement with them or not, if we think it should be worded in a different way, all of that is really trivia compared to the support that we can give to our people so that they can, as LaShard say, you know, continue the work in human rights and equal justice for everyone and not accept the current situations that are going on as the norm for society, because it's not. It may be that with the modern technology that we use, that we are made aware of information a lot quicker and more readily. But I don't think that this is something new that has just started with the violence, with the police, with the killings of black folks, because we know back in post-slavery days and in slavery days, there were people, black folks, being hung from trees all the time. And so it is time to stop the brutality, stop the violence. But I think we need to do that by honoring who we are and helping our young people to honor who they are. When we fill ourselves up with positivity, with positive thoughts, knowing that you are perfect and complete just like you are, regardless to where you are physically in that body. And I mean by that, you know, if you're young, if you're older, if you're heavier in your weight or whatever, however you're appearing in a human form right today, right now, is absolutely perfect because you're created in perfection and human excellence. And so we need to be proud of who we are at all times and show that that's our strength. And when we know who we are, when we're not afraid to stand in our truth, then the negativity can't come in and overtake us. We are being, we are being sidetracked from reality by the so-called reality TV shows. All it does is takes our mind away from life and living. Some of the shows and some of the content is really interesting to me, that we have this kind of entertainment, social entertainment that's on the screens. We could go on all night with this one, and I know that we have had some powerful, powerful speakers, again, from our babies, 3-year-old Nyala and 5-year-old Kyrie, and Chase, I believe, I'm sorry, the 11-year-old young lady that came on and shared with us. I apologize. I think I mispronounced your name there. And then our two high schoolers, Nadia and LaShard. I thank each and every one of you. I would like to close with another piece that I've written. It's called Priceless. And this is for all the babies, for all the young folks, for all of us older folks as well. This life of mine is priceless. I am excited about this new day. There is a miracle waiting for me to discover today. I am eager of its arrival. I guard the treasure of this new, never-before-experienced day. It is priceless. thanks God for granting me another day to fully participate and engage in. I will surely use this day to the fullest. I will express joy and peace to myself. I am pleased, proud of the person I have become. I welcome each lesson learned along the way, for they have added to me becoming the wonderful person I am today. My life is priceless, a unique blend of blessings, lessons, experiences, and situations. Many conditions have appeared along my path, and I am grateful for each one. I have been stretched to become a better and bigger person. I am thankful for the multitude of individuals who have agreed to serve as either a teacher or a student in my life. My priceless existence is all made possible by the all-knowing, infinite intelligence. I give my sincere gratitude to the source, for I know that I do not control my life, stained by the Most High. My appreciation is demonstrated by loving myself more and more each day. I honor who I am. I treasure my life. It is a gift. Being born into my family of origin, being loved by many, learning life lessons, each priceless, and come completely clothed in grace and mercy. Oh, thanks, God, for the many displays of your love. These experiences have come to bless me. I thank you for each as they have unfolded. Yes, I know my life is priceless. I am a unique, unrepeatable expression of God. I am priceless. I accept and declare all is good and very good. Yes, absolutely priceless. Thank you for joining me and the young people tonight on Life, Love, Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, where we talk candidly about positive experiences, personal development, self-discovery, and holistic wellness. When we love ourselves, we cause no harm or danger to anyone, and we are at peace and harmony with all of humanity. This is your host, Sandy Rogers. May you forever live in divine wellness. See you next week. Bye.